102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armon, and joining me this morning, it's an honor to have some representatives from the town. I mean, the real town, too, not the new town, the old town. I have East Oakland Collective here joining me, Candace Elder, Marquita Price, and Nick Houston. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're so good.
Great.
All right. So, Candace, if you could tell me what you do for East Oakland Collective.
Yes, so I am the CEO / executive director of the East Oakland Collective. I do everything.
You do everything. All right, and Marquita?
What's happening? Marquita Price, you call me Keita. I'm the urban and regional planning officer for East Oakland Collective, and I kind of oversee the urban planning initiatives and the economic empowerment committee.
All right, and Nick, Mr. Nick Houston.
Yes, sir. Nick Houston, I am the co-director of Homelessness Services and Solutions, also the community engagement officer and the director of Feed the Hood.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. So, Candace, tell us about East Oakland Collective.
So, the East Oakland Collective was founded a little over 2 years ago, and we serve the underserved communities of Deep East Oakland. If y'all don't know where that is City of Oakland District 6 and 7. We consider that to be the last frontier where there's still a lot of property left, where you will still find the largest population of African Americans that have not been displaced, that have not been gentrified out. And we are here to make sure that does not happen for us.
That's right.
Deep East Oakland is historically has been underrepresented in politics, suffers from lack of resources, disinvestment. So we're trying to bring back the community that we grew up in, where it was thriving and vibrant. And we're trying to make sure that our people, our Black and brown folks, have a role in politics, that we are self-empowered. We are self-sufficient through economic opportunities, revitalizing our neighborhoods and having the resources to advocate and organize for our families and our communities.
Marquita, when it comes to East Oakland Collective, working with these two individuals and doing what you're doing on a daily basis, how does it feel? Because you are obviously part of the younger generation, what we call the millennials.
Yes.
Okay. How does that feel, being a part of that and then having such deep-rooted causes in Oakland?
It feels lit. I was actually going to step away from community organizing just because I've seen kind of the circles that it was going in and didn't see a viable solution to do what I actually want to do around creating an economic base. And so when I heard about the East Oakland Collective and knowing that Candace and Nick are both actually from East Oakland, deep East Oakland at that,
right,
it's just I did a lot of my advocacy with the Peralta Schools and in West Oakland. So it was kind of like an honor to do work for my town, you feel me, where I'm from, the places that I walk and bike around every day instead of traveling on some buses to go do advocacy work somewhere else.
Mr. Oakland A's himself.
Yes, sir. Deep East Oakland pride. Baby.
Yes, yes. Tell me how it feels to be a part of the East Oakland Collective. And as a Black man.
As a Black man. I'm glad you threw that in there, too. For me, it's an honor to actually be a part of East Oakland Collective and advocate from the part of the city where I was born and raised. You know, I came home from the hospital straight to 85th Village, moved from 85th Village to 89th in Plymouth, and then my pops bought a house on 75th and Hillside, so I spent my entire life in Deep East Oakland.
Wow.
So for me to advocate for that part which I'm from, and then to want to see what I grew up in come back,
yeah,
kind of fuels me to keep doing the work East Oakland Collective.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm from Oakland. I'm from East Oakland.
Hey.
Okay, East 14th and Sunshine Court.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's basically an alley.
Yeah, okay. It is an alley.
And I just recently went there, and it has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to go there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I've shown my kids. I've shown, you know, my partners from Los Angeles. I said, this is where I grew up, okay? And I don't want it to change because it has culture. It has substance. It has foundation. The same bus stop is still there. I thought AC Transit stood for Armand Carr. That's how arrogant I was.
You can make that happen.
Right. But, you know, the trips to Eastmont Mall, that church's chicken is still there. And right. So for me, when I see soldiers like yourselves doing things for Oakland, it makes me proud. You know, it makes me represent, you know, to the fullest. And you know, there's a lot of, Oakland has changed. We all know this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Candace?
Some of the changes that are happening in Oakland are good. Problem is, change does not have to come at the expense of the people who are from here.
Right.
You know, and still want to remain here. That's why we're working on, you know, anti-gentrification efforts, mm-hmm. anti-displacement efforts, right. because, you know, we're all natives. Most of the East Oakland right. Collective right. members, we're natives, or we grew up in D.C., deep East Oakland or mm-hmm. Greater East Oakland, and we may have some of us moved out or had to move out, had to mm-hmm. move to mm-hmm. other areas mm-hmm. because of the rising, you know, cost of living. So what we're trying to do is preserve arts, culture, space, land, you mm-hmm. know, hold it down for Black people, because there's deep yes. history in East Oakland. You know, the Panthers had a school, that's you know, right. In East Oakland. Some of the Panther leaders lived in, mm-hmm. in East Oakland. We're trying to bring all that stuff back.
That's right.
You know, when yeah. I was growing up, East Mall Mall was thriving. I used to go there to eat. I love burritos, you know, from East Mall Mall. You know, I used to go shopping
don't
for
forget
clothes,
about the fish spot.
You know, at East Mall Mall. Yes, yeah, there was a movie theater, right, off movie Hagen theater. Burger.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
right.
it's like, and that's gone. We need to revitalize our community, and we want to do a Black town, Africa town. There's everyone else has they're part
their
of
towns.
International. Yeah, that's right. You know, they're part of the city. It's time we have our part of the city as well.
Right, 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 right.
What I see in change is the economic growth in Oakland, and mm-hmm. it's been poorly mismanaged by our administration, and in my opinion, of mm-hmm. our city and departments. And so I feel like that change should be more like nourished and properly managed to make sure that we actually can have ownership of some of the tourism and some of
okay.
the change and development that's coming here should directly
right.
benefit us.
You have folks in what I call the New Oakland where they're giving bike tours now.
Yeah.
And Segway.
Yeah. And Segway tours.
A few walking tours too.
A few yeah. walking tours. Yeah. But they're not touring deep East Oakland.
No. Mm-mm.
And that's truly the historical part of Oakland
yeah.
is deep East Oakland. Yeah. Why aren't they coming there? How can we get them to come there?
Not until the residents of deep East Oakland have come up with our economic development plan mm-hmm. and all the components of that, so we have a say on what we want.
Because
if we do it the other way around, there will be no deep East Oakland for Black people
okay.
or brown people.
Okay.
The East Oakland Collective, we really look to the model that the Black Panthers had, you know, where they did everything.
Yes.
With within the community, the schools, the healthcare,
yes.
you know, the food,
yes.
the food and hunger programs. So
the protection.
Speaking of programs, in regards to the programs that you guys have, you have a wonderful, wonderful program that I was involved in for the first time, and I want you to expand on that. Nick, let's start with you. Let's talk about some of your programs, but the one I'm speaking of is how you take care of the homeless. So let's mm-hmm. let's speak on that.
The program you're mentioning is a program we have called Feed the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one we did, we had about 20 friends, and then we decided, oh, okay, well, let's make it an organizational thing, mm-hmm. which is a part of our programming.
Yeah.
So Feed the Hood 2, we did it as part of our programming, and it went viral.
Wow.
One, we didn't expect it. You know, we just figured it'd probably be a little more than the first one we had or yeah. previous one. And then it actually propelled us in a different area mm-hmm. when it comes to working with the homeless.
Yes.
Feed the Hood was just supposed to be a community engagement effort to get the community out and have us do something as a community
mm-hmm.
that actually turned in and propelled us into our whole homelessness services and solutions
wow.
program.
Wow.
To where we're actually involved in, we have a rapid response team. We respond to immediate needs of the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
We are involved in some groups that are involved in policy or advocating for policy for mm-hmm. our unsheltered. We're embarking on our own sanctioned tiny homes.
Right.
It's been taking off ever since,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Well, I have to say this. My involvement last year was amazing. It was really emotional for me because mm-hmm. that was the first time I've ever done anything for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was more than just going out and giving lunch
yeah.
bags and things
yeah.
like that for me.
Yeah.
Because that can be us at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're one paycheck away.
One paycheck away.
You know, a lot
away,
of people. Yep.
You know? And a lot of those folks, they don't always have mental illness.
No.
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 You know? These folks are actually, I mean, we met the young man who had a whole establishment going on. I'm like, you living better than a lot of folk. But he just caught a bad break, you know. And for me, this was something that I went back and I talked to my kids and I said, you know what? Appreciate the simple things. You know, we don't need to go to Great America. We can go to Fairyland. We can go to the park. We don't need to spend a bunch of money to have a good time. Okay. But at the same time, all this can be taken away from you just like that.
That quick.
That quick. And these, the homeless, they're survivors. They know how to survive. Very resilient. Very resourceful. And I was impressed. I was impressed. I was like, you know what? I'm cutting the cable. I'm cutting everything. Just give me some Wi-Fi. I'm good. But it makes us look at our lives, what we want compared to what we need. And they have everything they need to survive.
And we have populations of unsheltered that people really don't see. Our couch surfers. You know, we have a whole student population of unsheltered. We have people that are actually enrolled in college that have nowhere to live.
That is crazy.
And these aren't highlighted because it's not the gruesome pictures that you see on TV. But these are people that we actually communicate and come in contact with very often.
That I did not know that.
There's people sleeping in cars, people even in RVs, you know. Broke my heart when the last Feed the Hood, I found a mother, father, and two toddlers, you know, living in a van in East Oakland. So this is all the essence of what Feed the Hood program is. It's a, you know, shed light and actually end the, change the narrative on homelessness. You know, so, and this is a large scale opportunity to do so because Feed the Hood averages about 250 to 300 community volunteers from all over the Bay Area come out and participate in Feed the Hood, which we have bi-monthly. The community supports Feed the Hood with, you know, monetary donations, product donations. Armand, you have donated to us before, and we appreciate that. We get so much love for Feed the Hood. And people come out at 7 a.m. because Feed the Hood starts at 7 a.m. On a Sunday morning to do this. We had whole families, girls, a whole Girl Scout troop, you know, high schools, we had colleges.
We had volunteers come from Seattle.
They flew in from Seattle. In L.A. We have several, actually, volunteers who fly in from L.A. just to participate and Feed the Hood. So even though we're dealing with the homelessness crisis, it's good to see that people still have humanity, that there is hope, you know. And Feed the Hood just addresses the immediate needs, you know, it's hunger, bringing back dignity, because we don't know how, like, these hygiene kits, that's bringing dignity to somebody.
That is right. So what's next?
We are working on a project to implement short-term and long-term solutions to address the homelessness crisis. We want to use creative and innovative ways to look at housing solutions. That is tiny homes, that is container homes, that is looking at public land that the city owns, is not doing anything with it. That's also looking at private lands. We have a lot of absentee owners to house the unhoused and then offer them opportunities, you know, building workforce development, you know, training, bringing on site, you know, mental health, trauma services. You know, this is, we are embarking on a city and countywide effort to solve the homelessness crisis.
And what is the website?
It is www.eastoaklandcollective.com. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are not hard to find.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for joining me inside Listen Up Bay Area. And I have to say this to you. I'm proud. If you're from Oakland and you claim it, you show up. I want to thank you guys, and I want to thank my wonderful producer, Carlos, who will have this up on the KBLX.com website. And do me a favor, continue to pass on your passion.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.